My father has always said, I know people are going to laugh, but he read quite a few self-help books back when he was younger. And his most favourite saying is looking into the mirror every morning and saying, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And I know you're laughing because you could, when I said that to you first,
I'm thinking of Frank Spencer. I didn't realise it was a real thing.
It is a real thing. So yeah, so my father has always said that. And my father is always very positive in his outlook in life. Welcome to the At The Bench podcast, Talks At The Bench.
Andrew Berry is a lifelong jeweller and tool nerd. Founder of At The Bench and Andrew Berry Jewellery, he's a leading authority on jewellery tools and techniques and the world's local jeweller. Having spent the last 35 years in jewellery retail, repair and manufacture, he'd like to think he knows a thing or two about jewellery.
Louise Berry is a jazz-loving antique enthusiast, living her dream through vintage and antique jewellery. Co-director of Andrew Berry Jewellery and At The Bench, and founder of Berry Vintage, she loves sharing her experiences to empower others. Her long background in retail and healthcare management means she has plenty of stories and lots of advice to give.
We're passionate about business, so much so that we can't stop talking about it. Out for a walk, over dinner, in the pub.
So grab yourself your favourite drink, settle down and join us for a chat after the cameras stop rolling. It's the end of another year.
It is.
End of 2022.
How fast has it gone?
Flown by. Can't believe how fast this year's gone. And you had a new diary for Christmas.
I did. I've spent my afternoon filling in important dates and things I need to remember for like marketing purposes. That's what I've been doing this afternoon in my brand new diary. And it's, you always start off really neat, don't you, with a nice pen.
I was going to say, have you used your best handwriting and your best pen?
I see, yes. Well, I started off using my best handwriting. Might have gone by the end of the afternoon.
So this is the sort of time when people start to think about New Year's resolutions. When I come to think about change in New Year's resolutions, I think about it days before the New Year. The New Year comes, I spend a few days thinking about what I am going to be doing. And by the end of the first week, I've really forgotten what I was supposed to be doing.
And I think that's the pressure. You put pressure on yourself. Mm. It's New Year. I have to make a change. I have to do something. When actually, as we always say, you can do that at any time, can't you?
Yep, it doesn't have to wait until New Year. It can be tomorrow. It can be today.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a great time to do it.
What I always like to say is don't put off today what you can do tomorrow. Because if you do it today, you can do it again tomorrow.
That is very true.
So your New Year's resolutions or your changes that you're going to be making, how are you going to keep them? What sort of things have you got in mind that's going to help you keep those changes that you're going to plan on doing?
Well, mine is more of an intention this year. Okay. I'm thinking about my limiting beliefs.
Okay, limiting beliefs. Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Okay. A limiting belief is something that you believe or a state of mind that stops or hinders you from doing or achieving something.
Okay.
So we're not talking about physical flight to the moon next week, because obviously that's going to be impossible. We're talking about a false perception that causes you to maybe decline or ignore opportunities or invitations for various reasons.
Wow.
Yes.
This is my intention.
It sounds deep, but it's quite simple when you start to look into it a little bit. So once you start to unpick it a little bit, it does increase your creativity and opportunities, really, because you are more aware of opportunities.
Yes.
So I don't know what could be the cause of what could be a limiting belief. I suppose for me, I don't know. It's further study. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time for me, I think, well, I'm not good enough. Yeah. And that's not for me. That's for the better people. That's for the more capable people. That's for the people who are going to do better at it. And maybe that's the perfectionist in me who is scared of failing at worst, but maybe not doing as good as I'd like to do. Because that's a hurdle, isn't it,
for a lot of people. You've always come across as being someone who starts to do something and you want to be the best at it. You want to perfect it.
Yes.
But are you being that hard upon yourself then by saying that?
I think so. I think it is that. It's the fear of failure. yeah, not being good enough. But then there can be lots and lots of obstacles for lots of different people. A lot of people don't have the time. You know, sometimes I think I'm too old, you know, and it's just, there can be lots and lots of things that make us believe we can't do something when actually it's a false perception.
So it's a state of mind.
It is very much a state of mind.
We've got to change that state of mind.
Yeah, and it is, with a bit of practice, it is achievable.
Okay.
Yes.
So how can we change the way we think? Is it just simple matter of saying one thing and not another, thinking always positive?
It can involve that. Yes, I think you need to identify and overcome what's causing the barrier. Really, it's like for me, it may be fear of failure or not doing very well. Does it need to be perfect? And of course, it doesn't need to be perfect. Is it? Nothing ever is perfect. So it's easy to be rational when you say that out loud, but when you're not saying that out loud and when you're just internalizing it and just thinking it,
yeah,
there is that internal struggle, isn't there?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So once you've identified the limiting belief, mm-hmm. say for example me thinking I'm not good enough to do that line of study and that's for other people to do, mm-hmm. is that correct?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, if I apply myself hard enough, I think I can do it, actually. Yeah. So that is a limiting belief, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Okay.
So then what you need to do then is reframe that thought. So I'm thinking I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. I might mess it up.
Yeah.
But then I need to reframe it and think I have the skills and the qualities to succeed at it.
Yes.
And you can use that as your affirmation then. Mm-hmm. So you can say it out loud. In the morning, I like to write them on the bathroom mirror. You've probably seen them in like eyeliner or like a bit of lipstick.
I remember seeing a post that you did something. I'm good enough or something, was it?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Because if you repeat these things often enough,
yes,
you do start to believe them. And you're looking at me now like you don't believe that, but it is actually true and that is actually science, because our brains mm-hmm. are something called neuroplastic. They have neuroplasticity,
yes.
which means that they can adapt to new information and experiences. So every thought that we have creates these new neural pathways because of the neuroplasticity in our brains. And these neural pathways, some are stronger than others, but the more you repeat things and the more that you train your brain to believe this information, the stronger that neural pathway becomes. And before long, you believe it without effort.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Mm. My father has always said, and I know people are going to laugh, but he read quite a few self-help books back when he was younger. And his most favourite saying is looking into the mirror every morning and saying, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And I know you're laughing because when I said that to you first,
I'm thinking of Frank Spencer. I didn't realise it was a real thing.
It is a real thing. So, yeah, so my father has always said that. And my father is always very positive in his outlook in life. Mm. I don't know what his New Year's resolutions are, or whether he has any nowadays, but he is a very positive man and has that influence upon other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is always good.
It's his fault Jasmine passed the driving test.
So we've got to think positive. Those positive thoughts will create new neural pathways in the brain.
You can be very specific about it as well.
Okay. Mm. And I suppose by doing that, we'll feel better about ourselves.
Oh, definitely, it changes your mindset.
And feel more optimistic.
Yes.
As well.
Absolutely.
That sounds really good. Mm. I like that.
That's another big barrier, is I find change difficult. I can't change.
Yeah.
And as humans, I think a lot of us do generally resist change, don't we? And we find it difficult.
We do.
Absolutely. But the whole idea about neuroplasticity and neural pathways proves that change is actually possible.
We like to keep within our comfort zone, don't we?
Of course we do, yeah. But change needn't be huge, radical.
So don't take a giant leap
into
something. Just take those little baby steps and do things gradually to reach your goal.
Because I do think a lot of the time when we think about change, we do think about radical changes and like big changes, and it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No. And then obviously if you do have a goal in mind, don't be afraid to change an experiment the way you get there, which I think is a great thing. Perhaps one way isn't working, but, you know, perhaps you want to go to the gym and you find that early in the morning is too early and you can't get up, you don't have time. Well, then change that till perhaps later in the evening and come home from work or something like that. Mm. Just change your approach to it.
My God, COVID taught us that, didn't it? We had to adapt on a weekly basis, didn't we? And we learnt some serious adaption skills during that period, didn't we?
Oh my gosh, we did. Mm. Absolutely, so much. And then that has now prepared us to where we are today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also perhaps gratitude as well.
Definitely, yeah.
Perhaps writing down what has brought you joy over the past year and be grateful for that growth and focus, as you say, on the positives, as this will help, as you say, build your neural pathways in the brain. And is it the fact that more neural pathways will defeat the negative
pathways?
Or is it, or if there's more?
I think it probably would, because if you're creating a neural pathway to oppose a limiting belief,
yes,
then it will, won't it? The limiting belief will get weaker and weaker and weaker, and the opposing belief, the reframed belief, will then take its place eventually.
That's absolutely good. It's a good thought.
So, like, another way you could reframe a limiting belief, I don't know, think of another limiting belief. I haven't got the time to do something.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to, I don't know, practice on my dual tool. That's my new thing, isn't it? I don't have time to do it. And I keep saying, I haven't got the time. And actually what I should be thinking, and I could reframe that now and think, I can reprioritize my time to spend time practicing the things that matter to me.
Yeah.
So that's a positive reframing of the negative, I haven't got time to do something.
Yes. Mm. So it has to be positive then.
Yeah.
So I want to use, as opposed to saying,
or I'm going to, yeah.
I should be doing this. Mm. Okay. So I suppose there are three words then that you can use. So you've got to believe, for a start, in what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Absolutely.
You've got to believe in that you are capable of doing it. And I suppose then you've got to predict any shortcomings, some failings perhaps that may occur along the way.
Like building a bit of a contingency.
Yeah, so...
This is where we're good, because you're like eternal optimist. Mm. And I'm the risk assessor, aren't
yes.
I? Which works very, very well, because you just carry on like
keep
your
going.
Dad in your positive very
yes.
way. And I'm like, what about this? What about that? What about the other? That's where my risk assessor comes in as a contingency. It's not negative. I'm
no.
not being negative.
So
I'm contingency planning.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Okay. And then the other word is start. So do it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't have to wait until a particular time of day or a time of the year. Just get on and do it now.
Yeah, don't wait. Yeah, that's for the better people to do. That's where you put yourself next to other people and don't think you're as good.
Yes,
it's the imposter syndrome, isn't it, that we always talk about?
It is. Mm. So you don't compare yourself to others. You do what you feel you want to change, and you don't feel the need to change to be like somebody else.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're talking about, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Is that, yes. Do what? Don't try and compare yourself.
It's difficult not to, though, isn't it?
Oh, with social media and everything, it's either on Facebook or Instagram. Or...
Oh, don't get me started on there. Everyone's a blooming critic, aren't they? That's the thing.
So
there's always somebody ready to leap in and tell you that you're doing it all wrong. And this drives me bloody bonkers. Your tiny shoelaces wrong. You're filling up your blooming bowl of cornflakes wrong. And it honestly drives me absolutely potty. Mm. But everyday things now, there's influencers on social media telling us that we're doing it all wrong. These people who I've been doing it for 45 years and suddenly it's wrong. And I just think,
we don't need that negativity, do we?
Exactly.
So what other restrictions, limitations do people feel, or do you feel, that would have a negative impact upon your change, your resolutions?
I remember, was it last year? Somebody came onto the Q&A chat and said, I'm 35 and am I too old to start making jewellery? And it made me feel so sad because no age is too old to start doing anything, really, is it? Unless obviously there's physical barriers to doing something that's different.
Yeah, no.
And you can reframe that. You can reframe, I'm too old to start making jewellery, to I have the experience and the life skills and knowledge to apply myself to this well. I have the emotional maturity. I have the skills. I have the life experience.
There should be no barriers to what you want to achieve, unless it is a physical barrier.
Yeah.
2023 upon us, or coming very, very soon,
yeah,
depending when this podcast goes out. So I've made a few thoughts. Haven't written them down yet, but things that there's one thing that I want to do. And I think wanting to do it for myself is the main reason, not what others feel that I should be doing.
Yes.
So we would love to know what sort of changes that you're going to be making, what New Year's resolutions you're going to be making.
Or do you think it's a load of old tosh?
Exactly. Do you make them and can't keep them?
Or do you just not make them?
But yeah, please reach out to us in all the usual ways on socials, Facebook.
Louise@andrewberry.co.uk.
Yeah, please do get in contact. We'd love to hear from you.